pasuk says, "Hinei anoichi shaleach malach lefanecha," that Hashem tells the Jewish people that I will send an angel before you, l'shmarcha badarech, to guard you, take care of you, to protect you on the way, and to bring you to the place which I prepared. So Hashem guarantees the Jewish people that He will send an angel to protect them as they travel to Eretz Yisrael. Would you say that's a positive thing or a negative thing? It sounds like a positive thing, right? Hashem's going to send them an angel to protect them. Rashi says that it's a negative thing. Kan ispasru. He says, here Hashem is informing the Klal Yisrael that they are going to sin with the golden calf, and He's going to remove His presence from them. Until now, Hashem Himself had been protecting them. And now He's informing them that after they sin, He will not protect them Himself. He will send an angel in as a messenger to protect them. So the Ramban asks a very obvious question, and that is that after the golden calf, God informs the Jewish people that He's now going to send an angel to protect them. And Moshe Rabbeinu objects, and he pleads with Hashem not to send an angel to protect them. He pleads with Hashem to remain with them Himself and to protect them Himself. He says, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Hashem says, "V'shalachti l'fanecha malach, I will send before you an angel, and I will drive out all of the nations and bring you in." And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, "If I have found favor before you, please grant my request that you should come along with us yourself and not send any angel in your stead." And at the end, Hashem agrees. Hashem is appeased, and He says, "Gam es hadavar hazeh asher dibartu easeh. I will fulfill your request, and I will not send an angel. I will go with you and protect you myself." So, if that's the case, then what exactly is Hashem informing them over here? He's not informing them of what's going to occur in the future, because that never occurred. Hashem never ended up sending an angel. So the Ramban answers that really Hashem did end up sending an angel. He did end up sending an angel, except that Hashem granted Moshe's request not to send an angel during Moshe's lifetime. While Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, Hashem granted Moshe's request to protect Klal Yisrael Himself. But then after Moshe passed away and Yeshua led the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, at that point the divine presence was removed and an angel was sent in its place. A support for the Ramban, for this answer of the Ramban, is in Yahushua. After Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, and now the Jewish people are ready to conquer Eretz Yisrael under the leadership of Yahushua, they are encamping before Yericho, and the Pasuk says in Parakeh in Yahushua, that while Yeshua was about to attack Yericho the next day, this is the night before the attack, and he raises his eyes and he sees v'hinei ish oimed lenegdoi, there is a man standing opposite him, v'charbo yishulufa biyadoi, and his sword is drawn. V'yelech Yeshua elav v'yomer lo, Yeshua goes and tells him, "Are you a friend or a foe? Halanu ato im letzareinu." And the man says, "Loi ki ani satzva Hashem." He says, "I am a soldier of Hashem. Atavasi, now I have come." And then, what's Yeshua's reaction? You would think, okay, if he trusts him, then let him bring him into the camp. But Yeshua falls onto his face and bows down in front of him, and he says, "Ma adoini medaber al avdoi. What does my master speak to his servant?" So he subjects himself to the person, and he bows down and he says, you're in charge. You tell me what to do, and I'll follow your direction." So this isn't a regular soldier. I mean, Yeshua didn't know who he was when he came, and then suddenly Yeshua reacts in such a submissive fashion. What's going on over here? And what did he mean when he says, "Atavasi," when the man said, "Now I have come"? It's as if he was being expected. And then he never commands him anything. All he says is, "Shal na'alcha me'al raglecha," take your shoes off of your feet. That's all he tells him. He never instructs him anything. And he has a sword drawn, and he's a soldier of Hashem. What's going on? So according to the Ramban's answer, this makes a lot of sense. Because the angel was always supposed to come to lead the Jewish people into Israel. But Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer postponed that angel's arrival. because he asked Hashem to protect Klal Yisrael himself. So there was no angel at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, but now that Moshe Rabbeinu had passed away and Yeshua was about to lead the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, now he comes and he said, I'm ready to fight your wars for you. Now I'm taking over, I'm going to fight your wars as an emissary of Hashem. And that's what he means when he says, Atavasi, now I have come. I've been postponed until now, and now I have arrived. And then the Ramban has a second approach to this whole parsha, but in order to see that, you're going to have to see it yourself.